The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Good evening. The fun story today is that SpaceX, the public issue for the IPO, went below the opening day price. Shocking everybody, except for those of us who watch Wall Street entertains. The stock is only worth what somebody pays that day. It doesn't have anything to do with the worth of the stock, usually, that day. Over time, yes. And over time, SpaceX is a winner. The 13th test of Starship is coming up soon enough. More importantly, what we see next is the SpaceX plan to monetize low Earth orbit. 100,000 Starlinks they're asking permission to fire from the government. 100,000. I think there are between 5,000 and 8,000 now. These would be much bigger and much more useful Starlinks. I'll be on it because you can't get off of it. But 100,000, everybody else is still getting organized. Maybe a few hundred here, a few hundred there. 100,000 more in addition to what they have now. Dominant position. Good for Musk. Good for SpaceX. Good for whoever is paying for everything, which is Starlink, which is the public. We get to pay for SpaceX. This is where they get the money. $4 billion a year plus. 13th test, and after that, Bob Zimmerman. He announces all this later on the show tonight. Bob Zimmerman tells me after that they'll go for the orbit. The first time they'll put Starship in orbit with Super Heavy. Lifting it into orbit. Why that's necessary is we've got to test Starship rendezvous in space before we go to the moon. That test has to come up soon. We had fun today reporting on Hotel Mars. Plans for moon space, a moon station, moon base, not footprints on the regolith, but staying permanently. U.S. through NASA and Artemis program, what, four bases at the South Pole? It's not clear how many China's going to build. More than that, probably. Everybody wants the South Pole because they think there's water or some version of water there. It's all wonderful, and the technology isn't entirely here, but it's close. The boosters are here. 27 tons to lunar orbit. That's what the Chinese can do. I think Starship can do more than that, but I'm not certain. Anyway, it's a big story, and it has nothing to do with Strait of Hormuz or the Babam and Deb. Yes, that story continues, the price of energy. Michael Bernstein told a whopper of a story about how China has decided that Russia is a colony of China, and it's treating it accordingly. It's giving orders. It's saying, by the way, you've lost the war in Ukraine, so get out. Why does China think this? Because they want everybody to acknowledge territorial integrity. That is, you don't separate states into pieces. Why does this matter? Taiwan. Policy in Beijing is that Taiwan is part of our territory. Therefore, the Donbass should not be separated from Ukraine. China's giving orders. We'll see if Putin obeys. There's much more to the show. I spend a deal of time with Evan Ellis talking about Cuba, where the third power outage in a few days' time took place. And why won't they surrender? Because the elite who govern are not suffering the power outages. Then we talked about Venezuela and the inadequacy of the Rodriguez brother and sister government. They're gangland. They're not managers of tragedy. Twin earthquakes would test anyone. I understand there are phases to bring them back online, but hurry it up. You didn't count on two earthquakes. Evan Ellis was here, and he said 18,000 homeless, nearly 5,000 dead so far, and they're still looking. Many missing people, 30,000 or so missing people. A catastrophe for years to come, and it's ruled by gangland. Yes, yes, the U.S. is there, but the gangland are the president, the head of assembly, the head of the Interior Department. Gangland. We also talked about Bolivia, the risk from Evo Morales, Argentina, and the rivalry with Britain dating back to the Falklands War. Not resolved, but my view now, having studied the Americas, is it's properly a function of Argentina, not Britain. Strange business, though. There was no one on that island beginning of the 19th century. Those series of islands. No one. Whalers stopped there. Sealers stopped there. The fact that Britain wound up claiming it has to do with the overreach of the Royal Navy, not about somebody assigning it to Britain. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.